It's well worth getting through that awkwardness of truly loving myself without having to be a braggart and without having to be better than. I just mean genuine love. And it's there. Think of a kind thought you've had today or yesterday. Connect to it. It came from you. That's who you really are. That's what was saying. I don't feel good when I'm not living the good life. I know I'm in God's world because I feel good. It doesn't mean everything's perfect, but I always feel good because God's world always has something good in it, even when the hardest of times come. There's always something there to be seen. Matter of fact, isn't that the most important time to see the qualities of your life when times are at their hardest? That seems to be the, because if you can do it there, you know dang well you can do it any other time. So, and that's where that principle applies. Self-love. How do I love myself? By learning to give other people the benefit of the doubt. By seeing the full spectrum. It is not your fault. You are never going to be the tosspot calling the kettle black. And your relationship with her is limited to you and your children. We don't have to make it that big. And it's always going to be a struggle, but I'm the one that built the relationship. You know what I mean? And that's why I take responsibility. Until God says it's time, then it'll be time. And until then, I'm to remain the best character I can, to remain the best man that I can in that relationship and treat it according to what I think what God would want me to treat it. And I ask for those thoughts. And I know I'm fair when I can see their side.